That due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the choices and blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon his most beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings he has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah ta'ala to continuously shower his blessings upon us, not to deny us and deprive us on account of our weaknesses and on account of our own nashukri, our own ingratitude. If we look at the halat, the conditions around us, we see how things are overtaking people, where they were, how they were living, just like you and I, and how conditions have overtaken them. Allah knows best. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us at all times. Respected friends and brothers, alhamdulillah, we have just entered into the next new Islamic year. 1437. Today is the 2nd of Muharram, alhamdulillah. And shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has given us an opportunity to witness the incoming of another year. And this is the time where we must always look, make muhasabah, you know, reflect and take account of our past lives, that I have reached so many years of my life. I've seen so many Islamic years, new Muharram coming. How have I, improved my life? What have I done different in this past year compared to the previous year? And also, what can I do in the coming year which will improve my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that is something a person should do. In fact, a believer must make muhasabah every day, all the time. He must be taking stock of himself. There's one hadith where it is mentioned that a believer will never be happy with two same days of his. In other words, he must feel sad that yesterday and today, as far as my amal are concerned, I was the same. Shopkeepers won't be happy with that. For the past 12 years, I'm just cashing in and acquiring the same amount of money. I need improvement. So we become so sad. What about our amal? We are supposed to also have that same kind of sadness. So my respected friends and brothers, our new year is not like that of the kuffar and the mushrikeen and the yahood and the nasara. They celebrate and they do a whole lot of things. It came in so quietly, it came in so beautifully, and we continue, alhamdulillah. But this being the starting of the year, it will be interesting for us to know one or two important historical facts regarding the Islamic calendar. So the Islamic calendar 1437, we know, is reckoned from the hijrah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he came to Medina Munawwara. Now, in Ramadan, we gave quite a lengthy talk after one of the Zohar talks where we gave detail on the hijrah itself. But we'll just throw light on one aspect of the hijrah which will be beneficial to us, will be educational also. And this is that where and how did it come that the Islamic calendar is reckoned with the hijrah, and what was the situation of the calendar before that? So when Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to Medina Munawwara, according to one narration that is mentioned in the Kitab by Zuhri, that, and this narration is not a very strong one, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam settled into Medina Munawwara, then amongst the other things that he done was, he instructed that an Islamic calendar be formulated. And what was the nature and the details of this calendar? That is not found in any of the books till now. We have not come across it. But what it probably could have been was that the events that are now going to be relevant and related to the Muslim cause should be chronicled and should be recorded. That is what was left at that. One line in one of the books is mentioned, Muharram was declared the first month of the Islamic year, but not a very strong narration either. Nevertheless, my respected friends and brothers, in the 17th year after Hijrah, during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we find that Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent a letter to Sayyidina Umar. He says, you sent to us directives, you sent to us instructions and whatever else from the Darul Khilafah, But there are no dates on it. And many times we are not sure how old is this particular directive, because that time there was no postage system like how we have now. And there was no email and faxes, and now we've got WhatsApp and everything just like that. There was nothing like that, you know. So he says, we don't know when was this directive issued, and it's important for us to know. So we must have something in place so that the dates can be properly followed, and it gives us a better idea of how to conduct our affairs. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then called a mashwara, and he says what Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said makes a lot of sense. And in the mashwara of the senior sahaba, amongst whom Sayyidina Uthman and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu were present, he said, this is what Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu said. So what is your people's suggestions in this matter here? So people started giving different suggestions, and the discussion was, how do we reckon the Islamic year? From which point onwards should we say the Islamic year has started? So we find that some people gave the view that the Islamic year should be according to the birth, noble birth of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody gave a suggestion that no, it should be from the Nubuwwah, the starting of prophethood. And others yet said that no, it should be from the demise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these were the views that came. And then somebody also said it should be from the time when the Muslimin made hijrah and came to Medina Munawwara. So Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, if you are going to look at the birth of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that date is not known to anybody. It's not known. And there's the fact of the matter. So we can't fix it at a date, that's, because there are so many different versions till now if you look at the books of history. Nubuwat, prophethood, when it started, also the date is unknown. So we can't even do it according to that. So then he said, as far as the demise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned, we can't do it according to that also, because the demise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such a tragic, tragic event in the lives of the ummah. And a thing like the starting of the calendar should not be linked to the demise of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the best is we will use the hijrah. And why did he use the hijrah? He used the hijrah, my respected friends and brothers, is because the Muslimin at that time were, when the hijrah took place before that, at the lowest of low. Every kind of difficulty that you could imagine was being done on the Muslimin. Every kind of oppression, animosity, hatred, persecution, torture, zulm, whatever you want to think of, was being perpetrated on a group of Muslimin living in Makkah Mukarramah without anyone helping them. That is what the state of the Muslimin was. Like now, it is very, very sad and lamentable that any part of the world, you pick up the map and you just see blood of Muslimin running down on those parts of the world, my respected brothers. So the Muslimin are again at that stage. And may Allah not let it happen that it gets even worse. But these are the times that we must take stock. And what we do at this time is we make dua sincerely from the bottom of our heart for the lot and for the case of the Muslimin in all parts of the world. Whether it is there in Syria, what's happening, where the forces of Batil and Kufr are making a playground of their own war games. And where, you know, they say war is a lucrative business. Why? Because the buying and selling of weapons and arms, everyone is selling to everybody. And even the person who you don't like with, but if he wants your weapons, we're going to give it to you. Because that is what war is about. Very, very profitable business. So everybody is busy playing there and making money out of the thing. Whether it's in Iraq, whether it's in Syria, what's happening in Jerusalem, in Al-Quds. Like right now, as we talk, 35 Muslimin have been killed. And Allah Ta'ala protect, it must not get worse. But that is happening on an ongoing basis there. And then in the different parts of Africa, in Afghanistan, wherever we look, so there's just blood dripping all the time. And there's a lack of leadership. There's a difficulty that is coming around there. So my respected friends and brothers, this is now, that time. We are now entering another year of hijrah under the same circumstances. And it was such an important period in the life of Muslimin that when they left Makkah Mukarramah, according to the command of Allah and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and came into Medina Munawwara, it was the start of a new beginning. Whereas in Makkah, the friends and the families had become enemies of the Muslimin. In Medina Munawwara, the strangers became the friends and the lovers of the Muslimin. Whereas in Makkah Mukarrama, the Muslimin were being tortured and they were restricted by their friends. In Madinah Munawwara, they were granted freedom. Whereas in Makkah Mukarrama, the Muslimin had no one. They were basically chased out and they were exiled from Makkah Mukarrama. And whereas they were welcomed in Madinah Munawwara. Whereas hatred was shown to them in Makkah Mukarrama, they were given the greatest amount of love in Madinah Munawwara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises them in the Quran. He says, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُ الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. There was the mutual love that had come about between the believers. Strangers showed so much of love. All that said and done, my respected friends and brothers, it gave birth to the foundation and the initial basis for Islam to now spread from Madinah Munawwara. So that was the new beginning, as we can say. And the flag of Islam was now going to be hoisted from the land of Madinah Munawwara. After all the difficulties, after all the suffering, after all the persecution, after all the torture. And we find, my respected friends and brothers, it was a beginning, a new beginning. And Islam could now be practiced with freedom, subhanallah. No more difficulty. The laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be implemented without any difficulty. The laws governing the life and dignity of humankind, insaniyat, was also now being able to be implemented. And Islam could now be spread with ease and with comfort to the rest of humanity, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a, I have been sent to all of mankind. So this all of mankind, the basis was now here in Madinah Munawwara. Therefore, my respected friends and brothers, we find Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who said, this is the most appropriate moment, the hijrah, where we will say the Islamic calendar will run. Now we must remember, he didn't change anything, as the munafiqeen like to say. You know the munafiqeen in this era, they make all kinds of things against Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. By the way, yesterday was 1st of Muharram. 1st of Muharram is the day when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred by the Majusi, Firoz Lu'lu. Yesterday was the day. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is that sahabi who Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, oh Allah, strengthen Islam either with Umar ibn al-Khattab or Umar ibn Hisham, Abu Jahl. Allah Ta'ala strengthened Islam with Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, about whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ashadduhum fi amrillah, very severe and very strict in the matters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So my respected friends and brothers, there's a lot of things we can say and we have said, but this Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's decision was endorsed by Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali, who were part of that particular shura. And that is why we find that it was mentioned that the hijrah will be the starting point of the calendar. And if it was already done in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu would not have said, we don't have this formulated dates where we can conduct our affairs, which shows that it was left open in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was no need, and Islam was not gone so far. There weren't all these distances. Therefore, it was not finalized in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was finalized in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, who, whenever he did anything, mashallah, he done it al-haqqu ala lisani Umar, that the truth is on the tongue of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He done a lot of things according to which the wahi came down. So Allah reward him, jazahullahu anna wa ummati Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam ahsan al-jaza, subhanallah. My respected friends and brothers, so that is how the Islamic calendar was finalized. And he could not change, you know, the kuffar, the Arab jahiliyyah used to change the calendar. They should do nasi. They want to change sometimes Muharram. They say, okay, we'll just move Muharram to Safar now. And sometimes they change on that side. That is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the last Hajj, he announced that the time, all these interferences that were taking place in the month, have now once more resumed to the original cycle. So all these interferences where the days of Jahiliyyah, they used to move this month that way and that month, Muharram came before and Safar came late, Safar came before and Muharram came later, etc. All that is now sorted out. From that time onwards, it was like that. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted Muharram to be the first month of the year. And this tartib, this sequence, it's from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. 12 months, inna iddat ash-shuhuri 'inda Allah 12 shahran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has given 12 months. And this entire sequence of Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Muharram being the first month, was done by Sayyidina, by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, approved by him and done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no one has interfered with any aspect of the Islamic calendar. Now, my respected friends and brothers, when we are at this phase, what does the Hijrah mean to us? Sayyidina, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Kandalwi Rahmatullah Alayhi once gave a bayan, very touching bayan, 3 days before he passed away. And what he said, Ya Ummah, this Ummah, Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki khun se bani hai. It has flourished because of the blood of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And at this point in time, my brothers, we must ask ourselves, what is this Ummah gone to? Where is this Ummah? Justifying, looting, murdering, killing, pillaging, plundering, one way or the other. So the Ummah is at a sad state. And this is the time we need to reflect, make dua for ittihad, unity of the ummah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the ummah good leadership so once more the ummah can inshallah get back on track, and it will happen inshallah. My respected friends and brothers, that is the first thing that we have to keep in mind, that the ummah as a whole has to also have its new beginning. It is enough now. People are migrating. We are seeing images of people drowning in the sea. We are seeing children drowning. We are seeing so many disturbing things. We are seeing people being bombed and blasted for no reason, small little children. The Ummah has given enough blood. The Ummah has given a lot of sacrifice. This is the time we make dua. That, oh Allah, like how the Ummah was once more given a new beginning on the occasion of the Hijrah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give us that same beginning again, oh Allah. Also, my respected friends and brothers, another Hijrah which you and I have to make is what? Al-Muhajiru Man Hajara Amma Nahaa Allah. That a Muhajir is he who emigrates from all the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at our personal lives. Look at our disobedience. Look at our extravagance, our wastage, our disregard for the orders of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to make hijrah from that, and we have to come on to the obedience of Allah, onto a'mali salihah, onto things that are going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, onto deeds that will bring down the mercy and the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon all of us. So there's a hijrah that's supposed to be made. And lastly, my respected friends and brothers, every one of us is in a state of hijrah. We are walking. Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. We all are making hijrah from darul dunya ila darul khuld. From this temporary world, my respected friends and brothers, to the permanent world. We are in a state of travel. We are in a state of journey. And we see how many of them are reaching their destinations on a daily basis. We will hear and we will attend the funerals of those who are here with us. Some are old, some are young, some are well, some are not well. Whatever it is, and one day it will be us also, that we are also going to reach that one destination of ours, of hijrah. And that is only the first stage, qabr, hashr, and then the rest of whatever is going to happen on Yawmul Qiyamah. So when we speak of that, we speak of the start of the Islamic year, then we ask ourselves that what new beginning have I brought in my life? What more can I do to improve my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?